On the hot seat yet again this morning, the company's founders saying, giving what some are calling one of the worst apologies ever, just days after blaming women's bodies for problems with the company's yoga pants. ABC's Lindsay Janis has been following the story. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Robin. This so-called apology is this morning making Lululemon's problems worse. And it starts out so well. Founder Chip Wilson's voice quivering, his eyes a bit teary. Check it out.
First, its customers were inadvertently mooning each other in yoga class. Then complaints Lululemon's redesigned workout pants were still too sheer and pilling. Then this.
Some women's bodies just actually don't work for it.
The company's founder, Chip Wilson, appearing to suggest it's his customers who are the problem.
You know, really about the rubbing through the thighs.
And now, 1 week and plenty of outrage later, a very necessary apology posted online.
I'm sad. I'm really sad.
Off to a good start, right? Let's hear some more.
I'm sad for the people of Lululemon who I care so much about that have really had to face the brunt of my actions.
Wait a second. An apology to Lululemon employees? Surely he'll beg for customers' forgiveness next.
I ask you to stay in a conversation that is above the fray. I ask you to prove that the culture that you have built cannot be chipped away.
No, no apparent apology to customers, no explanation at all.
From a marketing standpoint, Chip Wilson's apology is kind of a disaster. Seems like he's sort of saying, I'm sorry that I got caught, but he doesn't seem sorry that he said it.
This morning, some customers taking to Lululemon's Facebook page, calling the apology foolish, and Wilson a quote, jerk. So is this the worst apology ever? Some saying it's right up there with Tiger Woods' mistress, mea culpa.
I am so sorry.
And this doozy from Paula Deen.
For the wrong that I've done.
So after months of bad headlines, is it time to call in the crisis managers? Perhaps a type like Scandal's Olivia Pope.
What did you do?
It might be time for a new voice for the brand. If people don't feel that connection with the company, then Lululemon could be in big trouble.
Well, we reached out to Lululemon and they are not issuing a statement at this time. This is not the first time that Chip Wilson has taken aim at full-figured women. In 2005, he said if he was going to make plus sizes, he'd have to use 30% more fabric and therefore have to charge 30% more. And he wasn't going to do that because people are sensitive.
Oh, that's so sensitive.
He so needs to get a clue, doesn't he?
And people, thank you, Lindsay. People are speaking out. We went on Twitter and asked everybody, what do you think about this, about the apology and that? And Kristen said, along the lines of what you were saying, Lindsay, it sure seems that they're having to apologize a lot. I'll spend my hard-earned money elsewhere. And then Puddle, I like that, Puddle, yeah. Puddle says, sure, why not? It's true, spandex is not for everyone. He was telling the truth. The truth is hard to take. Grow a backbone, America. All right there, Puddle. And then the tea lady says, I fully accept Lululemon's pants are not flattering on my body type, so I wear brands that are problem
But here's
solved.
The thing, he's a businessman, right? Or is he supposed to be? This is Josh's point. You know, this has got to be bad business. You can't serve part of the population and not all of them.
After the 2005, the fact that they've been in business this long is no small miracle, I would argue. But all right, there you go.
All right, Linz, thank you very much for bringing us that.